The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the court's judgment against the town of Colorado City, Arizona yesterday. Colorado City, Arizona and Hilldale, Utah are known for being home to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS. In 2016, the towns and some of their departments were found guilty of religious discrimination. Initially, both Hilldale and Colorado City appealed the decision, but last year the city of Hilldale withdrew. And joining us now to explain this is reporter Sarah Ventry, who's been covering the towns that are collectively known as Short Creek, and she's there now. Sarah, the suit seems to speak to the whole culture of Colorado City and Hilldale. So let's talk about what was at the heart of those communities that brought about the suit.
So the original Department of Justice lawsuit was brought because a number of people claimed that the church was controlling the towns and their departments. So people were saying that they faced discrimination at the hands of the church. And actually, that was a huge part of the argument that the Department of Justice made, was that the towns were acting as, quote, arms of the FLDS church. So non-church members said things like they were being denied utility hookups, they were being treated unfairly by the police, things like that. What's also really significant, though, is that, you know, this wasn't just a suit against Colorado City. This was a suit against Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona. So the two towns are part of the same community, and they straddle the Utah-Arizona border. But what happened was the Hilldale side decided that they were going to withdraw their appeal. They felt that they were happy with the injunctive orders after the decision was made, and they didn't want to continue to fight that decision. The Colorado City side, however, did, which is why in the appeal decision today, you see that it was Colorado City's appeal that was denied, even though both towns were kind of sued together as part of the DOJ lawsuit.
So, Sarah, considering this was a unanimous decision by the three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, was it a surprise in any way? It sounds like it wasn't, but how significant is this ruling in terms of really making it very clear and stark what was going on there?
I think you're right. I don't think it's especially surprising. It was a pretty intense case. I mean, the towns and their services were found to have violated three constitutional amendments. So I think it would have been a pretty big shift if the appeal had been successful. I think in terms of like practical day-to-day, it means kind of everything stays the same. The injunctive orders are still in place. The towns are still in this place where they're trying to move forward according to those injunctive orders. But yeah, I think you could see it as a confirmation that the towns were in fact acting as arms of the church.
In the time that you've covered this community, which has been quite a while, I mean, you did reporting for us here, you've since done more reporting, because you've come to know it so well, how much do you think it has changed in the time that you have been there based on whether it comes to elections, whether it comes to atmosphere, environment? What are some things that come to mind for you?
I mean, I've been covering the community basically since the Department of Justice lawsuit in 2016, and I think it's changed pretty significantly since then. And I also think it changed in some of the years leading up to that DOJ lawsuit in 2016. I think the perception of this community is that, you know, it's only people who are part of the FLDS church that are here, that it's only people that wear very conservative dress, and that it's kind of a scary place with like a lot of walls and surveillance. And while those things are a part of this community's history, I also think that the community has changed in a lot of ways. So one of the big things is that on the Utah side in Hilldale, the town council is now comprised entirely of non-FLDS members. In Colorado City, it's comprised, I believe, almost entirely of FLDS church members. So you are seeing a difference in the two towns, and you are seeing that there's change that is starting to play out. But also I feel like there's a lot of effort on all sides to kind of make the community what it is that people want it to be. But people have very different ideas about what it is that it should be.
That is journalist Sarah Ventry joining us from Short Creek with the latest on Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah. Sarah, great to catch up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.